Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
It's interesting. All of Klal Yisrael is our minds are thinking about the people returning home. It doesn't mean we all have busy lives. Nobody's pretending that we're thinking 24/7 halavai. But definitely the attention of our people is on people returning home. One of the hostages that literally, all of them, each one's important and precious, a yid, we have no extras, but this Agam Berger, this incredible woman, incredible person, it's Lo Yu'umin Ki Yisuper, she started observing Shabbos. A yid in Gaza started being a Shemera Shabbos. She came home, she Shemera Shabbos. It's amazing, she met her mother, Agam Berger, and Rebitzenberger, the mama also, over the time her daughter was in prison, they met each other. They're two from Yidden today. Two Yidden or Shomer Shabbos. It's Nifla. They both, over these 481 days, keep Shabbos Kodesh. That alone is, Yidden, we're an incredible people. And a person under such conditions, she became Shomer Shabbos. She found the Siddur, the Nace. She found the Siddur. They think, I don't know if they discovered yet who Siddur it is. I don't think you find too many Siddurim in Gaza. It's not a normal Zach. It seems a soldier misplaced the Siddur. And she, amongst somewhere on the floor, I'm not clear, she found the Siddur and she had a Siddur. She learned Tehillim while she was there and said, and davened. She came back with that pasuk in Kuf Yotes in Tehillim, Derech Emuna Bacharti, I've chosen a way of faith in Hashem. She wrote Derech Emuna Bacharti. I want, there's much, it's Nifla, and we all have our own thoughts. This Yid, in this is Mamish, our people. Kasher Yanuay So Ken Yirbe. The more Goyim pain us, we're a loyal people to Hashem. The more they hurt, the more people do, the Yidden become stronger, committed to Hashem. We're a remarkable people. But I was talking to a couple of friends tonight. I was talking to some friends that are here tonight, and I was expressing that sometimes if we're at our Shabbos table and one of our kids is like, you know, being lebedik or tired or acting gishmak, or we're in a yeshiva and the guy is saying, you're ruining Shabbos. Shabbos is real. You don't have to force anything. The yid's real and Shabbos is real. Nobody can ruin our Shabbos. I think about Agam. She didn't exactly have the right background music. Like, she's around her was Hamas Hevra with guns, and she's like keeping Shabbos Kodesh. The Yid is real, and Shabbos is real, and we can plug into it. It's that sometimes we feel like if one of the kids, my wife and I got married, it was very important to me, the Shabbos table, a certain thing. And it was important to me. We had a beautiful Shabbos table. Real, beautiful. Then all of a sudden the kids are getting older and they want to do this and that. Shabbos is real. It could our kids could talk sports and gishmak and have big gishmak at the table and we still can plug into Shabbos. Somebody, by the way, in shul, I'm not saying they should be talking in shul. They should be quiet in shul. I don't like talking in shul. I like quiet in shul. Hashem and us and prayer is so real. Somebody's talking, they don't ruin our prayer to Hashem. That's how real it is. It's not like, you know, comedians need a certain atmosphere. So like they need you to get you to, and somebody could like kill the whole chill. Us and Hashem is like authentic and we're authentic and like we really could talk to God. Real. So you're ruining the whole, it's not like a certain like atmosphere, if it's intense enough then, no. Calmly we could talk to Hashem, like real, gishmak. It doesn't, we could have Shabbos, and we could have Zmiris, and we could have, by me now when somebody carries on, they save my whole Shabbos. I sat in front of 1,000 people and was supposed to have a Shal Shudis and it was packed. And if one person, in Eretz Yisrael, if one person, there was a person I saw, they saved the whole Zach. Because I wanted to make intense, okay, let's have a very stark, let's get every, no, you don't need that. You don't need that. Stop trying so hard. It's Shabbos, let's sing a Varma song, look, have a Shabbos. You don't have to try so hard. learning Torah could be a real experience. Tefillah, learn, you really could have. You don't have to. You don't have to create. It doesn't stop working so hard. You can manage. You know, that now when a guy like says a line or acts a little lebedic, he saves the whole thing by me. Because I could like remember, hey, Shabbos. I like Shabbos. Sing a nice song. Sing a song for Shabbos. Sing a song to Hashem. Celebrate Shabbos Kodesh, and you connect to it beautifully. So this Agam Burger in the middle of, she didn't have any of the ambiance that we'd like expect, any of the surroundings that Reb David just described to me a few minutes ago. Reb David Stein, a Yid, an emistic Yid, described Shabbos he had with his tata in the hospital. And two Yid and Davin together. There were beeping of machines. He described Azad davening. Reb David davening for the Amid. Now your picture, it should be a certain Reb David's tefillos. So a kid, he ruined the whole thing. He was in a hospital room with the tata. He davened for the Amid, davening, nifla. You had to write like the background thing. The nurses are coming in, to this, to that, the beeping of machines. A yid and tefillah. Nothing stands in the way. Nothing. Agam Burger was keeping Shabbos. Just for us to keep in mind, if ever we feel one of the kids is like ruining the Shabbos table, they're saving your Shabbos table. Because they're ruining a presentation of something, an intensity, a zach. They're mamish saving your meal. They're saving your sudu mamish. They saved your life. Because then you can actually give up on the presentation and actually do the real thing. When your kid's lebedik at the Shabbos time, that mamish, you know, in a tough mood, that's the best time. Relax. Shabbos. Okay, my kid's in a lebedik mood, gishmak. I now can plug into Shabbos much, much deeper. Much, much deeper. Because I can have, I'm not a presentation of the thing, the Zach itself. Reb David was davening for the Amid. I picture that tefillah, Reb David. The rest of your life, you have like an example of a prayer, to father and son. Because there was only the real Zach. They were davening to Hashem, only. There wasn't a presentation of something. When I think of Agam Burger's Shabbos, with her guest tables, her chevra at the table were behaving a lot worse than anybody we've ever seen behave at a table, I promise. She was keeping Shabbos. She was having Shabbos sudas. She had no food. She was having Shabbos sudas. Sarin Hashem. That's how real a Yid's Shabbos is, a Yid's relationship to Hashem. Nothing gets in the way. Nothing. I have seen parents with their children, if people are insecure about something, they blame a lot of people. You're getting in the way of my relationship. Is there such a zach? It's my son. That's my daughter. I don't know how much gets in the way of that. Again, I'm not saying impossible, and I'm not, but I've seen it sometimes. I'm not saying always, maybe there's some, but I've seen it used when somebody, I've seen it used as an excuse. Not to have is to blame. They're getting in the way. This one, that one, the next. I've seen it used as an excuse. By us and Hashem, nobody get. I'm not, and they shouldn't be talking in shul. But I thought about this. I get nervous. Somebody's talking in shul. I'm supposed to be running it. It's like shows what you're doing a terrible job. Like it. So I have a lot of insecurities come in. And I say to myself, Daniel, it's you and Hashem. Like, he's stopping me from that. Really? Really? Stop. Then you talk to Hashem. I go out, you know, you go out to eat with a friend, the other people talk, and I still talk to my friend just fine. Nothing stops me. That's your insecurity. I want to talk to Hashem. Only if he wants to hear me, I want to talk to him. So talk. Now, I'm not saying they should be talking in shul. The shah is not you're killing my relationship to God. No shaykhs. The shah is that I love you, and the same I'm enjoying talking to Hashem. You should talk to Hashem also. It's my yiddin. But we're capable of real zachen. Agam Burger was davening there. She didn't have. They were talking to Chevy. They were holding guns. I don't know how much they were like respectful of her prayers. She was Derech Emuna Bacharti. I chose a way of faith. Me and Hashem. I wanted to say on this topic. I wanted to speak about Zmiris at our Sudas. I'm a big fan of Zmiris. I want this. We're going to sing soon. I have the retire. I want to share about Shabbos Kodesh this week. But I want to share Zmiris. I want Zmiris at all our tables, but I want to talk what Zmiris looks like. Because I have seen Zmiris that aren't Zmiris. If the Zmiris are, okay, Mishpacha, we're going to sing now. We're going to sing now. I'm not sure that's Zmiris. I want to talk about a matziv that allows for Zmiris. I've heard play. It's important to have smiris. Yidden should be singing. We should have smiris. My father attributed that he became who he became. My father felt that he became, I heard him say this, that he became who he became because his father in the car on trips, his mother went to public school, wonderful person. His father left yeshiva at 13. But they did a lot of family trips and his father sang beautiful songs in the car. And they sang tzuzamen. And it was a mishpacha. He attributed things he became. He attributed his father singing in the car when they were little. They sang songs in the car. Tzuzamen, they were singing together. Beautiful and family singing. So I want to talk about Zmiris for a few minutes. The Pasuk says, Oz Yashir Moshe, Haintiga Parsha. Then Yashir Moshe ben Yisrael, Moshe and Klai Yisrael started singing. Now the word Yashir is Allah Bilibam to Shir. They decided to sing. The Mitzrayim had died. Hashem killed the Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf. It split for the Yidden, fell on the Goyim, fell on the enemy. And Oz Yashir Moshe. Then Moshe and Yisrael decided to sing. Allah Bilibam. Yashir means they will sing in the future. The question is, why does it say they will sing? They sang. Oz Shar, Yedena learns the parasha. And Rashi is bothered by the kasha. Should say, Oz, then, Shar Moshe. Moshe sang. Yashir means he will sing. So Rashi's mitarets the kasha, bomb kasha. Oz Yashir, then they will sing, then they sang. So Rashi's mitarets they thought to sing. The kasha is a pella. Many yes. The Maral and Gur Arya yes. Say they sang. Why say they decided to sing? Why does it speak about the decision to sing? And the answer is, please listen, I think there's pshat. Oymek pshat. I think there's what the Maral says, Rav Avi. I like this pshat a lot. Singing can't be a forced chill. Singing is yashir, is a decision to sing. It doesn't say then they sang. Hey, our boys say we really should sing now. That's not shira. We really should sing now? Fakir, it's discussed. The Malachim wanted to sing, and Hashem said, Maisi Yodai Tovim Bayam Batarim Shir. It's a Shiloh. How did Moshe sing? Malachim weren't allowed to sing. Moshe sang. So there's much written about this. But the pshat is they decided to sing. Maybe they weren't sure they pushed it. They just needed to sing. They pushed it, needed to sing. They were so happy with Hashem. It speaks about the decision to sing. Because shiris comes me'oimek halev. Shiris, it's not like you sing, you decide to sing. You mamish, you move to song. Song is like you move to it. It comes from the lathe. It comes, if you sing without the move to, a family that sings is a matziv. It means that yadein is included and feels part. If you say, okay. The singing portion of the meal, you didn't sing then. Then Oz Shar, not Yashir. It has to be Yashir Moshe. Yashir means Allah believe them to share. That their whole life they decided to sing. The entire Am Yisrael was moved to a place of song, believe. They were moved. Song is a space. My father described that the family sang in the car. Imagine, guys, okay, kids, I learned that somebody said he became a Talmud Chacham and sang, we're going to sing, kids. You don't have singing in your car. If they all sing, you don't have singing. You're less singing than if it all be like playing a game. You're much more singing if you all play a game. Zmiris at the Shabbos table. Amol, you don't sing. It was Mamisha's song. The whole Shabbos was together. It was setting up the next Suda's song because you didn't sing. It's not like Shir is a place of a person deciding to sing. There's a matzav. Yedain is so warm, so welcome. Says amen, like song comes out, like Olam sings, like it's a chiyus says that. It's people feel a certain ava for Shabbos, for each other, for the matzav, and it's all of machshavdom. That's the dream of the singing. Again, we could sing. I'm not chas v'shem. You know, sometimes we say we have to sing, we don't feel it. B'seder gamur. But the yisayid of Zmiris, we're trying to build a matzav of Zmiris. The matzav of Zmiris is everybody's like so part and so comfortable and so nice. I've like observed, and I'm not making much, sometimes with a couple of chaverim are sitting together, there's nothing wrong with this, a little people are insecure. So you sing, it's like easier to sing tzazaman. If people are sitting at a kiddush, like, That's kosher. That's a. I love the song though that Umamish comfortable, but like we're so comfortable. Then like I don't like saying Sazamin. It's not the cover up that it's hard to sit together. We're actually enjoying sitting together. Oz Yashir Maisha, the song wasn't the shira to cover for anything. It was all of the machshavtam to be sure. They're such a comfortable. They're so enjoying each other. Let's talk a sing Sazamin. That's the shira. That's the song. It's funny. I spoke to my son Manny, who came to the shir till he got married, like this Thursday night chabura a lot, and we sing more together. And I told him I like it more that we should sing tzazamin. It's a leil shishi. Share. I have divrei Torah on Shabbos, like beautiful divrei Torah. I want to share with the chevra, but I want to sing something with the chevra. But I hope it's not begeder. Like now by me, it's all of the mach. It's like a. I'm sitting with Reb David. I'll be honest. If you need, like, Mechatesa, I'm telling the Chevra to sing, picture Reb David with his tata, his holy tata. His tata brought him to this earth, and Reb David singing with his father. You want to sing now? I want to sing now. I want to sing the Shtickle Shabbos. Picture the song in that room. Reb David said that the nurse, the help came in, was like, she didn't want to talk like this. She was right. She ended the Kodesh Kodashim, a tata and a son are singing Shabbos together. La Yuman. That moves me, the song. On that we zecher can sing. Let's sing Vani Bechastach. We should see Yeshua's. There should be refuos by David's Tata. We should see Vaita. We should see Yeshua's in Am Yisrael. Vani Bechastach Abatachti. Let's sing together. And then I want to share something about Shabbos Kodesh. David Vani Bechastach. I'm singing the wrong tune, Rebezi. Remember I start? Perfect. Bechastecho, hoy bechastecho, v'tovotit v'avani, bechastecho, bechastecho, v'tovotit nachamo. Could be the picture of Reb David and his. That felt like Zmiris to me. I want to share something about Shabbos Kodesh. I was looking in my packets. I wrote it down and put it in my packet at some point. I don't know when I took it out, but I don't have the lashon. If I get upset about this, I'd be contradicting everything I'm about to speak about. The Chida writes, and I copied the lashon. He says that Erev Shabbos Kodesh, the Chida writes, the Sitra Acher, the Yetzirah is given a koyach, and works his hardest to bring a Yid into Kass, Erev Shabbos. He writes that the Sitracha works hard. People think like Erev Shabbos, it's the stress, the winter weeks, we have to be ready. It's a Sitra, the Yetzahara as a Kayach. He's given extra strength to bring a Yid Bikas and Erev Shabbos Kodesh. He has much more Hatzlach in Erev Shabbos. It's the biggest Yetzahara of Erev Shabbos. The Chidah writes, and that's a special Yetzahara of Erev Shabbos Kodesh that Hashem put in the Bria on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. I want to bring three Chazal that Kass and Erev Shabbos have a relationship. There's Mamish, it's three times I found in Chazal. I like to bring the three times as a support to the Chidah, and I want to talk about Rechitza and the Mikveh Erev Shabbos Kodesh, a Machshava, and talk a little bit about Erev Shabbos to Shabbos. This week's parish is the Mon, the not collecting on Shabbos Kodesh. I want to talk about it. The three Chazal of anger on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, it says Reb Meir, the Gemara Nanalef in Gittin, that in Shavuos Seid Reb Meir, in the neighborhood of Reb Meir, a man and wife would fight Shrek every Erev Shabbos. And Reb Meir made peace, but they would get into big fights. Kass and Erev Shabbos, one Chazal. The Gemara says, the Gemara Lamed Aleph in Shabbos, about the Yid who tried to get Hillel angry, and Erev Shabbos Haya, he was showering for Shabbos, and Bedafkut's associated with his shower. It says he was Ma'atev. He was showering with Kavod Shabbos, and the Yid tried to get Hillel angry, and Rashi says Erev Shabbos Haya, it was Erev Shabbos. The story, the Gemara, the story is Erev Shabbos, not, it's exact, Erev Shabbos, the Chidah, time of Kass. The Gemara Gittin Daftes, the Gemara Gittin Daftes, that three dvarim a person should say in his house, ishartim, iravtim, idlikwas haner, tzarech lemimimimim benichusa, say it calmly. In order keich l'shamin milay, don't say it in anger, say it calm. Erev Shabbos, again, the instructions, say it calmly. Three mekairis of Kass on Erev Shabbos, which the Chidah said is the main sign of Kass. I saw in Sfarim when a person's reichitz, why is Erev Shabbos Kass? So I want to say a chiddush about Erev Shabbos. We're learning Tfilas HaShachar, and we're learning about this new sugya about being mekabel Shabbos early. Anything which says to do something early gets me very insecure and very, like, all different feelings come up. So there's a Gemara that, like, very much, like, you come out of your comfort zone. Revezi sees this Gemara, he's laughing. I see the Gemara, I'm, like, all uncomfortable. It's a very hard Gemara. And it says that Rav was mispalel be'erev Shabbos, be'erev Shabbos. I wanna say like this, Chevra, that Rav's mispalel Shabbos, be'erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is the furthest point away from Shabbos Kodesh. And the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh famously says that every Shabbos gives Kayach for the 6 days, and then there's no more Kayach again of creation. Then we have Shabbos, and it gives Kayach for the next 6 days. And then there's Shabbos, that's Mekara, Bracha, gives Kayach for the next 6 days. Erev Shabbos is the furthest point away from Shabbos Kodesh. During the week, we're all Shakua and Kayachi Vayitzim Yadi. My strength, my power. We're orangutan in our work. That's the work week. We're busy doing Biruchni of Vigashmi, but we're doing. And it's Friday is the furthest, the tiefest point into Kayachi Vayitzim Yadi. And a person could get very inundated with their strength and their power. The aside of Kass, we all have Kass, we all Shaykh the Kass. It's not to shame anybody. We're young, we get upset, we get frustrated. Not to be shamed and not to ignore, I'm not going to get angry, anger is bad. No, we get angry. But maybe we can bring parts of ourselves, the Rabbeinu Shalom runs the world, to mamish accept things and people and situations, mamish, to accept. Erev Shabbos is the most cast because the deepest place of Koichi Vaitzmi, especially when you get closer to Shabbos, you're at the furthest point away from a Shabbos. You're the deepest involved in 6 days of work. It's the sixth day of work. And what I saw Kavanas and Svarim of the Rechitz Erev, when you wash Erev Shabbos, you have in mind that you're washing off Koichi Vaitzmi Adi Amen Hashem's Velt. You go to the mikveh zikr. In an oifen shel pnimi, you're washing away Amen Hashem's world. Be more accepting. Go to the mikveh and visualize I'm going to accept more situations in my life. I'm accepting more. I accept the Rabbeinu Shalom. I'm in the Rabbeinu Shalom's Welt. And I'm really going to try to not be so bekas. I'm going to try mamish. I'm washing away that place. We have kas. We're shayach the kas. The Yetzirah is fighting the most kas. And the the machshava of the mikveh, the hill of the mikveh, is I'm washing away all that sweat of koichi vaitzim yadi. I'm going to the mikveh. I'm washing it away. Hashem's welt. Hashem's world. Mamish to come to that space, Hashem's welt. To try very, very sivar uish b'chol meishveisechem, no fire, and all of Shabbos Kodesh, no kas. Special warning against kas and Shabbos Kodesh. It's a place, it's a space, Hashem's welt. Person makes kiddush, v'chul Hashemayim v'aretz. The Rebbeinu Shalom, the Bashefer, created the world, I'm in his world. All the situations, all the different things I face, I'm in the Rebbeinu Shalom's welt. This is like a whole place of song. When you get here, you're mamish miyoshim. All you want to do is sing. Vani b'chastach, but that's where you are. You're mamish, the response is kula, is a whole 24 hours of zmiris. But the space of the nisayin of kas of erev Shabbos, of 6 days of work, of sensing my power, my situation, it's all on me. And to really leave that space, really to leave that space in a serious way, and to accept Shabbos, Bechina Shabbos. And the Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, is to bring Shabbos to the furthest place. He was Mispalel Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, means even Erev Shabbos, the place most Shakua, that's most in the 6 days of work. You spitz, you have to find your mamish, to be Mekabel Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos. Bring it there too. Bring it there too. The sense through Rabbeinu Shlom's Velt. It's Shabbos Kodesh. What do you mean? Hashem runs the world. To more accepting. And again, we all have space of this, and you have to. Don't run, don't shame it. It's very dangerous to shame it, to make fun of it, or to say it shouldn't be and yell at it. Then what do we have? We have kas. Bring it places. Take the kas, bring it to the mikveh. That's your mamish going to the mikveh. That's what you're going for. You speak to your kas. Talk to that. That's a space in us that's so frustrated. We should just do this. If only we could do this. And accepting mamish to talk to that space. That I'm washing off. Mamish washing off. Fighting, I'm pushing away from there, that space that doesn't accept, that's angry. It says about the Balkas, the oimek of Kas is Russia kegoy v'apoy, enoli kim kol mazi maysav. The Gemara in Gittin Darsh explains the Pasuk. Russia kegoy v'apoy, the Russia, when his anger is off the charts, he's raging, enoli kim, there is no God, kol mazi maysav, is all his thoughts. The oimek of kas, when it's complete rage, is there's no Hashem. That's what kas is saying. It's no Hashem. My power, my situation. Hashem. That's the oimek of kas, of raging is ein elikim. Kom zi maisa. That's the thoughts. I've heard people rage on spiritual matters. A lot of the kas is on spiritual matters. That's the Gemara getting. Shartim, eratim, adliku esaner. You're talking about very spiritual zachim. There, the Yetzirah gets very much. The guy Mamish is trying to yell at his kids. I'm from Mizachin, and he's saying there's no Hashem. The pasuk says Russia kegoyv apa is being because ein elikim kol mazi maysav, all his thoughts and what he's conveying to his children is there is no God. You imagine a guy. It's like so tragic. The guy's getting mad. He's screaming at his mishpacha. He's all angry. He's telling them there's no Hashem. Now, we're all human. All of us are human beings, and we have human struggles. I'm not trying to shame us, because we're human. I'm trying to say, let's be mechazik. Let's be mechazik those spaces and teach those spaces as Hashem. And maybe in those spaces, we could say Hashem. Revezi told me a mice. I'm going to ask Revezi to say it over a mice. He told me a mice in Nifla. He told me there was a Rebbe. He's going to say who it is. Who his neiris for Shabbos, it was Shabbos Chanukah, and right, he was light the neiris, like right before Chanukah, before Shabbos. And an einikel knocked over all the neiris, all the oils, with all the alek havanas. There was no, he couldn't light, it was the sixth night, the fifth day, there was no more lighting. There was no, okay, he's knocking with light neiris. Rav Ezi, who was the story with? The Birkus.
The Slonimer.
Really, it was the Slonimer?
And the one who knocked over was the next
rabbi. Really? And he couldn't light that. And what he say? And what he say? Forget the Yiddish. Say it in our lashon. Don't forget this.
Please look at anger.
He said the same Hashem who commanded me to light Ner Chanukah was mitzav me not to be bekas. It was friendly. The neiris, the Rebbe's neiris Chanukah with the al kavanas, the way he did the wicks, the thing. Yeah, the zach. The kid knocked over the whole zach. It's everywhere. He said the same Hashem who said to light Ner Chanukah said not to be bekas. Same. Whoa. It's a big madrega. Now we're human. We have a moment to cast. But maybe we could bring ourselves somewhere. Maybe we can work on ourselves. That's the rechitz of Erev Shabbos Kodesh. That's the bringing Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. That space that's most, has the most cast. People are wound tight. And the sug is in Shas about cast and Erev Shabbos. But if we can in those spaces say, Hashem runs the world. Accept my children. Accept Pashat Kishmak. Shmak, and then even the tzivuyim, even the chiyuv, we say tzarich l'memrinu b'nechusa. We say it with a calmness. We say it with a calmness. Ki hechen the l'sham and mili, our words will be listened to. If you can imagine, you tell your kid to keep Shabbos while you're telling him there's no Hashem. The whole day of Shabbos is to be with Hashem. Is to say edus of the bayolim. You say it because you're saying there's no Hashem. Let's practice. Let's be shtag. Let's bring ourselves. There is a Rabbeinu Shalom. There's Hashem, and the calmness, the serenity, the nachas of somebody is the tremendous menuch of somebody. The Rabbeinu Shalom fear to develop. So things don't go exact. And the Rabbeinu Shalom, we're in good hands. He's running it the way he sees we need it. The way he sees that's good for us. L'tov v'seinu. And a deep acceptance of the Ratzon Hashem. So the Rebbeinu Shem Shemim Mizaka Asol. Shemim Mizaka Asol Be'emes with that Rechitz of Shabbos Kodesh. The mikvah of Shabbos, a good kavan for the mikvah. Go in and be your mamish bathing off all the stains of Koichi Vaitzim Yadi, you're washing away. Say, Hashem, no, not my power, my doing, I should create. Your world, Hashem, I accept the situations. It's difficult. I say the words, but while we're being told, we'll have a siyata d'shmaya. It's clear. It's a kavana. It's brought in svarim. This kavana of the mikvahs is a pashut kavana of the mikvah of Erev Shabbos Kodesh. We can come out from the mikvah mamish ready to be with our children, our family, our roommates, our situation, and mamish gishmak to be freilich with our situation. Then the person makes a little trouble. You'll see they brought you closer to Shabbos. Instead of what you thought you were making, you actually then could like plug into the thing real. You'll be like Agamberg, you'll be Shomer Shabbos. The Yid and Hashem, nothing gets in the way. The Yid and Shabbos, nothing gets in the way. The Yid and Tefillah, nothing gets in the way. We'll be more patient. Kas is such a good thing of a person feeling there the way they want it and see it. And Shukrit, it's a Shpitz, Koichi Vaitzim Yadi. Person washes away that. That lichluch, the 6 days, it mamish washes it away. I'm in Hashem's world. I'm good in Shabbos Kodesh. Thank you, David.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.